You know, like a yo-yo. That's Wham for you young bucks out there.
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. Yeah, we're going to wake you up before we go to the playoffs.
The miracle.
Yeah, for most leagues, it's the first week of the playoffs. For those weird leagues that play in week 17, or if you weren't paying attention to a 10-team league and you only have four teams going to the playoffs and you thought you had the first round bye, but guess what? You don't, because you made number one and you were like, what the hell's going on here, boys? Yeah, that was me in a league because I wrapped up first number one overall last night and I was like, yes, got a bye. Don't have to worry about my crap team trying to play in this league. And then I realized I had to play next week. I'm still guaranteed in the playoffs, but I could go anywhere from first to fourth. So, since playoffs are starting this week, let's just go around the table and we'll talk about our playoffs right now. So I have five teams that I pay attention to, and in those five teams, I'm going to the playoffs in all of them. I'll be either a one seed in two of them. That cat knows what I'm talking about. Top of
my head.
On top of the world right now. You know. A couple of them I snuck in there, went from a 3 to a 6 in the Dynasty League.
There you go. Well, you were trying to tank, so, I mean,
I know, and then I tried to win, and when I tried to win, I started losing.
It's weird. But it's funny, though, because you could end up playing Rob again in the playoffs.
Oh, and just so people know, Josh, because I've told Eric about me and Rob in the playoffs, how's that work when we play in the playoffs?
He's never beaten you in the playoffs.
In any fantasy sport. Including baseball, which he pays way more attention to than I do.
Oh, man. It's not fair. Well, we'll see what happens this year. Never say never, right?
Eric, how are your playoffs looking?
I got bumped out in my fun league, so that was upsetting because that's a 10-team league and there's only four spots. I was in the four spot, and then I lost this past week and lost and popped out.
Are they doing two-week playoffs?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Whatever ESPN standard is for a 10-team league.
I think it's 2 weeks. I think you have to change it. Yeah.
And then snuck in our redraft dynasty league. The miracle happened, Josh. Thank you. Kirk Cousins, thank you most of all, because you were trash and really hooked me up. So, but yeah, I snuck in the redraft dynasty league or redraft work league, excuse me. And then our other dynasty league, I'm in on that one. And then our work dynasty league with you guys, I am out because I inherited a terrible team and didn't make them a whole lot better, but
hey,
I tried.
All I'll say is I really appreciate you in that league because I have your first round pick next year and I appreciate it.
You sure do.
Josh, how you doing in the playoffs?
2 out of 4.
Not bad. 50%.
Not bad. The work league, obviously, I went from first to worst, so that was.
But you won the games that mattered.
I won the first game and the last game.
No, the games that got Eric in.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. And now he plays my wife this week, I think.
I do. I play your wife this week. So.
So there's that.
And I'm so glad I don't have to play your wife till the championship game.
Hey.
There's that, and then Dynasty. I still made the one seed again, so.
Okay, Eric, you could beat his wife. But what I'm getting at is I don't have to play either you or his wife because his wife is my kryptonite. You can ask Josh.
She did beat you.
Beat you this last week.
I've beaten her twice, I think.
She almost beat you this last week.
And I play her twice a year.
Yeah.
And I played in the playoffs multiple times.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought she was going to beat me this
She's
week.
She's got your number, bud.
She's like, Thank God. I should have played Alshon. I was like, yeah.
Thank God DeAndre Hopkins threw a touchdown pass.
Right?
I know, right? What are the chances of that happening again? Never.
Pretty slim, probably. Considering you have Deshaun Watson, Nuke shouldn't be throwing the ball too often.
And you know what? That's a perfect little segue to the Sunday night game. Patriots 22, Houston Texans 28. Tom Brady saved his day in garbage time. I'm not going to call it garbage time. Like, oh, they had a chance.
You can call it garbage time.
Onside, it was garbage time. James White balled out of control. Eric and... helped you out a lot.
37.7 points, baby.
And then Julian Edelman, 6 for 106 and a touchdown. But I do want to talk about Tom Brady. His wide receivers aren't that good. He is getting old. Thank goodness he was in indoors and his arm finally loosened up, that 42-year-old arm.
Mm.
What are you talking about?
Josh, I asked Eric this in the last show. Going down the stretch, are you more likely to play Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Tannehill over Tom Brady for his fantasy playoffs?
Well, this week, Tom's got a pretty good matchup against the Chiefs, but...
Is it a good matchup, though?
Yeah, that Chiefs defense isn't great. They're one of the worst in the NFL.
They're a bad run defense. I think their pass defense, their pass rush is okay, and Tom is a statue.
Yeah, I mean, you don't feel confident starting Tom at all, especially considering that Mitchell Trubisky has been a better NFL quarterback for the majority of this season than Tom Brady. And we all know how bad Mitchell Trubisky is. So,
I mean,
yeah, I'm not excited about starting Tom Brady. Ryan Tannehill will win you some games.
I mean, I'd probably start the punter for the Dolphins over him, because that dude just throws touchdown passes to the kicker.
Who? The punter?
Yeah, he threw. Yeah. You didn't see that?
Would you start Taysom Hill or Tom Brady?
No, Tom Brady. But I'm not gonna get stupid here. But yeah, I'm worried about Tom Brady.
How dare you mention Taysom Hill?
You won a championship.
How dare you?
Hold on. No, Josh, you won a championship last year because a guy played Tom Brady over his backup quarterback.
Yep.
Because had he played his backup quarterback, I don't remember who it was. Who was it? Do you remember? Was it Lamar Jackson?
No, I don't remember who it was. It might have been Lamar.
Yeah. If he would have played him over Tom Brady, he would have won. He would have beat you.
Yeah, but he didn't.
I know. So it's that time of year where Tom's old age catches up to him.
They're just going to start running the ball more. This is going to be more of a Sony Michel show. And James White.
Is it? Are we sure?
Yeah.
I still like James White.
Well, I like James White in PPR, obviously. I mean, when he's getting 11 targets.
I don't play in standard
because it's Tom can't accurate.
Weak sauce.
Tom Brady is the third most inaccurate quarterback this year in the NFL.
Ooh. He's also like 40.
You know who he's behind? He's behind Jameis Winston.
Mm.
And I forgot the other guy. But I know he's behind Jameis Winston. Is one of the only guys.
He's still a QB1. He's a low-end QB1, but he's still a QB1.
That's only because Ryan Fitzpatrick didn't play the whole season.
Sure, okay.
Ooh.
He is a QB2, actually. Low-end QB2.
All right. And we're not worried about Deshaun Watson with anything because he just lit up this Patriots defense.
Play that man. Play that man.
DeAndre Hopkins, it ain't great, but you ain't setting him.
Nope.
Right? Okay.
No, he's out there throwing tugs.
He's still got targets. What about you have to play him.
Yeah, what about the running back? So Duke Johnson does it through the air. Does okay on the ground, but only got 9 carries on the ground. And then Carlos Hyde is pretty much not startable, right?
No, probably not. He didn't get in PPR, definitely not. In standard, you could hope for him to get in for a touchdown, but I don't know what kind of rushing yardage he's going to get you. He hit 10 for 17 this past week. It was bad.
He's droppable.
Droppable?
Droppable. Hate him.
Conceding.
Just means Lamar Miller, 2020, guys. He's coming back strong.
Yeah. All right, last thing about this game. You know what I forget every time when I watch this on Watson on primetime, but they show it every time. I always forget about it, is that growing up, I was a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. And Warrick Dunn, I remember watching him build the houses. Like, oh, man, that's awesome. This dude goes to underprivileged homes and builds houses for families that need it. He built Deshaun Watson's home when he was 11.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson was going to go to the streets to start making money to help his mom out. And he built him a house, which is pretty much what got Deshaun Watson into the NFL. Craziness.
Warrick Dunn, responsible for the downfall of the Patriots. I love it. Congratulations, bud.
And Alabama.
Ooh. Yeah, we like that
better. And Alabama, yeah.
We like that a lot better.
I'm a big fan of that. I haven't had a chance to talk about that. I wasn't here on the Sunday night show, but yes, my Auburn Tigers knocked Alabama out of the college football playoff. All
right.
Are they out? Are we
now
sure?
Now we got to talk about.
Oh, no. They're 12th right now. In the,
well.
They're 12th.
Hold up a second.
A lot would have to happen.
Hold up.
Auburn's actually above them.
Hold up a second, though.
In the ranking.
That's just rankings. That's not selection people. They don't
care. That is the selection people. Yeah, they ranked them 12th right now. The playoff committee has them 12th. They're out forever. And ever and ever. Amen.
All
right.
So here's what I listened to Lebatard on Monday. It was great. He was like, if you polled the public right now and said, who would they want in the four seed? And you gave them the choice between Utah, who's there right now, right, Josh?
Utah. No, Georgia is.
Oh, but Georgia, Utah, and Georgia and LSU play each other. So yeah. Georgia loses, Utah is going to slide right in there if they win the Pac-12 championship, right? That's what's
possibly
going to happen. People said, who would you rather have in there? And he's like, don't tell me the public isn't going to say Alabama. Like, if you put it to a public vote.
Yeah, they would. But I'd rather have – honestly, I like Oklahoma and their offense a lot more than I like Utah. I'd rather have Oklahoma in there.
Okay, the only reason I really brought up Dan Lebatard, though, was a segue to the Monday night game. Because he talked about – he didn't talk about the Monday night game. He talked about Philip Rivers. And he said, you guys know an Anchorman, Luke Wilson's character at the end of it, who gets his – he's just standing there by the bear cage – and the bear comes up and swipes off his arm and says, oh, come on. He's like, is there a professional player that's other than Philip Rivers? Like, Philip Rivers is like that picture of, like, come on. Like, when the pass interference plays happen, just like, really? What do I got to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I watched Monday Night Football, and then I thought of Kirk Cousins. When they miss that extra point, I'm like, you know, Kirk Cousins is like, come on. I'm trying to lead a comeback. I'm trying to win my first Monday night game in 8 tries. I'm trying to win a Monday night game. Can somebody please help me out here? But poor Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, why is he so bad in primetime? I don't understand.
He wasn't even that bad. He wasn't that bad in this game.
I mean, he wasn't terrible. He wasn't.
He was better than Russell Wilson. Pure numbers. He was better than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson threw the ball 2 times to throw an interception. He threw it. It batted at him. He batted it back at the defense. Like, no, I want you guys to have it. It was the worst game of volleyball ever. Come on, Russ. But Kirk Cousins, 276 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. The biggest thing is where those touchdowns went to. The Laquon Treadwell, whatever, we can just write that off as he got open deep because he was open. The other one, though, to Kyle Rudolph. No Adam Thielen again, Josh. You kind of said it. No Adam Thielen there. Kyle Rudolph's going to do it. And it was a nice catch in the back of the end zone, one-handed. Is Kyle Rudolph the starting tight end?
Yes, as long as Adam Thielen does not play.
I disagree.
Next question.
You disagree?
He's been hot the last 3 weeks that he's played without Thielen. Tell me why.
I mean, he's a good-looking man. Not going to lie about that.
Well, he's...
Oh, yeah, 4, 5, 9. Yeah, 14 points. That's not bad. There are better options than Kyle Rudolph, though.
For a tight end, though. If I can tell you can get 12 points from your tight end every week, are you taking that?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
just because he's got a pull.
Yeah, you are. Now, if I said running back or wide receiver, you're like, I can find something better. But tight end, you're like, you give me double digits, man. You give me 9.9, I might take that up on...
Yeah, I would rather have Jason Witten. I feel like he's a safer play. He's got a higher score than Rudolph.
There were kind of 2 duds in this game. One was by injury. Dalvin Cook busted up his shoulder / collarbone / chest. I don't know what happened really. They haven't really said. But he did run for a touchdown, but he fumbled the ball when he got hit, which kind of hurt today a little bit. And then he was out for the rest of the game. He said he's fine, going to play next week. Supposedly it's just a pain management thing. But they're playing the Detroit Lions. Do they need Dalvin Cook to beat the Detroit Lions?
No, not even close.
They shouldn't, but...
No.
The Bears gave the Bears a run for their money, so we'll find out. Are they in Minnesota for that? Do we know?
Yes.
Oh. Yes. They shouldn't need him then, because you got home Minnesota defense.
Yeah, Madison will go out there, truck some people. C.J. Ham will go out there, fumble the ball a little bit.
Hey, C.J. Ham looked good in this game, all right?
He did, till that fumble.
Oh, come on. Everybody fumbles. D.K. Metcalf's fumble is way worse.
Well, it's because he's wearing a pacifier. So.
Well, and C.J. Ham's, the game was over on that one.
Yeah, well, it counts. It still counts. Is that a new hoodie, Eric? I like that hoodie.
No, it's my blue Under Armour one. I wear this all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I love them. I love Underwear Armour stuff. Right. It's great.
Eric, going forward, who are you more nervous about, Stephon Diggs or Tyler Lockett?
Consider I own both of them in various leagues. I am more concerned about Lockett. Diggs at least had, I mean, it was terrible production, but at least he had something. Lockett has not looked good since coming back from the injury, and he put up a goose egg last night. He was only targeted 3 times.
He had the flu. He had the flu before the
game. I don't care.
He's no Michael Jordan.
I don't care.
He's no Michael Jordan.
He hasn't looked right since he came back from the injury. A goose egg. 3 targets. I'm nervous.
Yeah, Josh Gordon did outscore him.
Yeah. I'm nervous about Lockett. But you have to play him because the upside's there. So
the last 3 weeks, he's had 3 catches, 26 yards. 1 catch, 38 yards. 0 catches, 0 yards.
And so, he was on the field almost the whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you want to keep going this? I mean, these defenses were pretty good. He's talking about you played San Francisco, Philadelphia, Minnesota. So those are pretty good defense. But Xavier Rhodes.
Are they? Because Xavier Rhodes got lit up.
Yeah, Xavier Rhodes got lit up.
They completed 10 passes on 10 attempts his way.
Yeah, he hasn't been good this year. But what I'm saying is like those are pretty good passing defenses. I'm not saying they're the elite. But
Minnesota's has been bad this year.
But what's your incentive to keep playing him 3 weeks in a row? Are you just hoping that he's going to get out of his bump? Because remember, this is when Josh Gordon was signed. It was the San Francisco game. That's when this all started.
It's easy to say, don't start him. But who are you starting over him?
Like, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to say, I don't want to start him. But what options do you have out there right now? You know what I'm saying? There's not a lot of people. If you've got Devontae Parker, I'm starting Devontae Parker probably over him next week.
Bingo.
But are we starting Laquon Treadwell because he caught a touchdown pass?
No.
Are we starting David Moore because he got touchdown passes in this team?
No. I might start Jacob Hollister, though.
Are you?
He's leading the team in targets every week.
Is he?
He did lead. He had 8 this past week. Yeah, it was the highest.
Okay, I want to talk about something on Seattle that we really need to talk about that's actually really important. In almost every league that I have Chris Carson, I have Rashad Penny. Should I start both of them the next time I have to play them? Because Chris Carson runs for 102 and a touchdown. Rashad Penny runs for 74 yards and a touchdown. And then Penny gets majority of the passing work.
So did you see that the only reason that Penny scored that touchdown is because Chris Carson's like, nah. He pulled himself out of the game so Penny could get that touchdown.
Well, that wasn't the only time. There was a lot of times inside the 20 that Penny was out there, not Carson.
No, but I'm saying like Carson pulled himself out.
Well, that was the one where he had the long 20-yard run up there, right? And made
like because Penny got the 1-yard touchdown, right? Yeah. They both had 1-yard touchdowns. Well, whenever it came time for Carson to score a second one, he was like, no. Bring in the kid. Let the kid do it, who's a year younger than him. I'm just saying, obviously, they have a lot of love, but that's not good for fantasy football.
But if they're both putting up numbers like this, Chris Carson got you over 17 points. Rashad Penny got you over 24 points in PPR. Those are both starting running backs in my mind.
Yeah.
Eric?
First of all, him giving up a touchdown to Rashad Penny is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Second of all, because Chris Carson, you're fighting for a roster
spot,
bud. Maybe
Carson didn't want it hurting his average. A 1-yard touchdown run will hurt your rushing average.
Who cares? It's a touchdown. That's what gets you paid. Anyway, you guys gave up on Chris Carson, so don't try to jump back on the bandwagon and say he's...
I did not give up on Chris Carson. Did. I did not give up on him. I said you just need to watch out because at the end of the game, they were using Rashad Penny a couple weeks ago. This game, they did use Chris Carson on the very last drive, but the 3 previous drives was Rashad Penny, and inside the goal line was Rashad Penny.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So looking at their schedule, they play Los Angeles next week, the Rams, and they play Carolina, whose rushing defense is not good. You could definitely start both of these guys.
Not against the Rams, right?
Why? Why not?
Because the Rams are do or die, man. They got to win every game.
Aaron Donald? You ever heard of him?
What has he done for me lately? Nothing.
I don't know if
their defense plays like they did against Minnesota, Goff's going to have a bad day. They're going to be down big. Penny and Carson will close it out.
It's funny that you said, what have you done for me lately? Because that's what the Panthers told Ron Rivera today.
Yeah.
Let's get some news before we get to Thursday night. Let's get some news. We got news to talk about. So, Ron Rivera, fired. Fantasy-wise, how nervous does this make you all for DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, Christian McCaffrey even? The secondary coach is the one taking over. So the defensive back coach is going to be the head coach now. If it was the offensive coordinator, I'd be all about it. I'd be like, he's going to feed Christian McCaffrey. He's going to Freddie Kitchen his way into this job. and we gonna be golden. But the defensive back coach, I don't know what his philosophy is gonna be here.
Well, he's actually Perry Fuel, I think is. He's actually done this before with the Giants when he got to be interim head coach for a little bit, and that was a debacle. So he's actually – sorry. He was a defensive coordinator for the Giants. He's been a head coach before and on an interim basis before, but him and being the coordinator for the Giants was a debacle. He was horrible at it, so I don't understand why they just – I guess because he just had experience. But I'm not expecting a lot. I'm not even expecting a lot of change. I think North Turner and his son will still continue to run the offense, and that's going to keep humming. I wouldn't expect that to change much.
Okay.
I agree with Josh. Now, I don't think you'll see it, the offense change at all.
I just worry maybe about the deep shots to DJ Moore maybe coming down a little bit. Because you could see that they know what their number one player is. Freddie Kitchens did it last year. We'll lean on this guy now. We'll make, you know, win some games here, and I'll try to get this job. Kansas City had two running back developments that kind of contradict each other. Damian Williams has a chance to play on Sunday, but they also go out and sign Spencer Ware.
Bingo.
Which to me means I have a chance to play for the Chiefs this week as well.
Bingo.
If you're a Damian Williams owner, there's a lot of them out there. He's still quite owned. Are you banking on him playing this week? Eric?
No. Not if they had to. If they had to sign another back, that just tells me he's trending in the wrong direction, and it's worse than they originally let on.
And the worst thing I hate about the signing of this back is what's it do to Darwin Thompson, who they gave a lot of work to in this game, but it was a blowout game, obviously. But they signed Spencer Ware. So if you were thinking Darwin Thompson is going to be this pretty nice little shiny thing, it's going to finally get some work, i.e. Damian Williams last year, I don't think that's happening. Because Spencer Ware knows this offense. He was literally on this team, what, last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Kalen Ballage is going to the IR. I just want to tell you, he averaged 1.82 yards on 74 carries. I'm not saying I'm a great runner. I could run. But, man, I feel like he's a big dude. Fall forward for 2 yards.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything about us running the ball because we would get destroyed.
Oh, yeah, but I could get one carry for four maybe, and then I'd be done. That's a four-yard average.
If there's a nice hole for you to run through, sure, maybe, before the safety takes your head off. Yeah.
All right, Juju's questionable to play on Sunday. John Ross is activated, so he could play on this Sunday. Hey-o.
Garbage.
We don't care about that.
Okay. James Conner, he ain't playing. There's still no clarity, so that means he ain't playing. Ronald Jones, remember we talked about the good old Peyton Barber game?
Yeah.
Arians came out and said why. Rojo missed a blitz pickup, and that's it. He misses blitz pickup, he's done. Wow. Benched him rest of the game. Because he missed one blitz pickup.
Well, he'll never miss one again.
That's what I talked about. Arians doesn't play around. He's paving the way for David Johnson because they have the cap space once they get rid of Jameis after this year. Sign Andy Dalton to cheap. Trade for David Johnson.
Mm.
Andy Dalton, go get you some Josh Rosen, bud. You'll be fine.
No, he likes those. Just like Belichick loves used-to-be Bengals players, especially the running backs. Arians loves those backup Cincinnati quarterbacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Carson Palmer. Just the one. He had Warner, so...
I think he had, he didn't have Warner. He was still in Pittsburgh.
Bruce had Roethlisberger. He had Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning.
Didn't John Kitna play on one of those Pittsburgh teams?
When Arians was there? Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking Arizona. Yeah, I'm thinking it was tenure in Arizona.
Yeah. That was...
that was Kurt Warner and Carson Palmer.
That was Palmer. The Ken Wisenhunt years.
Oh, was it?
The Wiz.
Mm-hmm. That's who won the Super Bowl with him.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the Wiz.
I forgot he even coached there because he was bad.
Well, I mean, he went to the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah.
But what have you done for me lately, Ron Rivera? Did you see that the Patriots already cut Kai Forbath, so now they will be
He missed an extra point.
Yeah, so now they will be on their fifth kicker this year.
I don't know if they will be. They might re-sign the dude they had before.
Nuge?
Yeah. No, Folk? The one they just cut before.
Nick Folk?
Folk.
Yeah.
Folk. Yeah, because there was questions that he could come back to play. So that's why they release him instead of putting him on the IR. And then they release this other guy to pick up a defensive tackle. They're doing fantasy football moves in their real life thing.
At this,
you know what I'm saying? Like Belichick's like, it's kickers, man. And like the way we play fantasy football, like it's a kicker.
Stream a kicker.
Like, he's the same way. If I don't have my kicker, I'm streaming a kicker.
Okay.
I think Belichick's just gonna start going for two. I think he's probably like, nah, we'll just go for two. Thanks.
All right. Before we talk about Thursday night game, the Cowboys and the Bears, I want to talk about something that Josh brought up to me. I'm sorry. One little thing.
And then No.
It's about Tyler Lockett.
I'm making that face because of the Cowboys, because they're trash.
Okay. Tyler Lockett. Where's Tyler Lockett at right now in PPR, Josh?
18, I believe.
It is 18. You are correct. Do you know how many points separate him from, 11?
No, I don't.
I'll give you a hint. It ain't a lot. It's 10 points.
Okay. Bum, bum, bum.
It doesn't matter how many points there are. What matters is where he finishes. That's all I care about.
Exactly. And now, I would be nervous about you keeping your hair. But the fact that the people above him, Julio Jones, who I don't know if he's going to play the rest of the season, he's 1.1 points above him. Cortland Sutton, Josh, even though you had a 2-touchdown game, you're still not high on Cortland Sutton rest of the season, right?
No.
John Brown?
Yeah, I'm not.
Allen Robinson, both of the Detroit wide receivers with blah out there.
But who's below him?
Calvin Ridley? Okay. Stephon Diggs?
Nobody of consequence.
Bob Forrest?
Yeah.
Tyler Boyd? Cole Beasley?
Yeah, easily. Easily. Well, it doesn't matter where if he loses by 0.1 or by 100, it doesn't matter. He's got to be.
All I'm getting at, he's in very good striking distance still.
Yeah.
Even after having some serious dud games.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
All he has to do is perform decently against the Rams, the Panthers, and the Cardinals. And then they play San Francisco in week 17. So as long as he's up then. So
are we stopping this at week 16 or are we going all the way to 17, Josh?
I could decide my own
No. Huh? We don't go to the fantasy playoffs. No, we go till the end of the regular season.
Yeah, okay, you go to end of season.
I just want
to
make sure.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't want to, I'm keeping my hair on technicalities.
Yeah, because that's what kept Christian McCaffrey from being the number one player in fantasy last year is he sat the last week of the season, Saquon went and played, and that's, yeah. So, no, it counts. So, we got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm ready to talk about this Bears game.
Cowboys and the Bears. The Cowboys were a 3-point favorite. The betting has pulled them down to a 2-point favorite because a lot of money is going the Cowboys.
Oh, really? People aren't betting on the Cowboys on the road? It's crazy. Actually, they are better on the road usually.
All right. So we have the Cowboys leading the NFC East with a 500 record.
They're so bad.
Oh, man.
Philly, just take control.
Don't worry.
Gosh.
It's a 42.5 point over-under. And if you want to know how great of an over-under this is, the Ravens-Bills is 43.5 in Buffalo in December. Mm.
That should be that should actually be a good game. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that.
That will be a good game. But Cowboys-Bears, though. Dak Prescott or Ryan Fitzpatrick this week?
Dak or Ryan? Who's Ryan Fitzpatrick playing?
He is playing the Jets. Revenge.
Nah, man. I like Dak. I'm going to play Dak.
Dak's probably still going to get you around 20 points, whether it's in garbage time or not. He'll probably get you 20 points.
But Fitzmagic, baby, he gets you 35.
He might throw four picks.
But he could throw 8 touchdowns and 4 picks.
Dak's the third best quarterback in fantasy this year. You're not starting you're not really starting anybody over him. To be fair, there's only a handful of guys you would start over him.
And Zeke's a must start. Amari Cooper, who practiced in full, he's a start.
Tony Pollard practice on Tuesday. Keep an eye on him for Wednesday if you have the Zeke handcuff and you were thinking about playing him.
Well, the good thing about him not playing is if you own Zeke, that'll help him out because Pollard's been stealing a lot of the work. A couple touchdowns, vulturing here and there.
Yep.
So
it is good news for Zeke owners.
Jason Witten, has he become a must-start tight end?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this landscape, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's going to be the new ageless one when when Frank Gore finally retires. Can you guess where he is after through week 13 in PPR?
Who?
Jason Witten.
Tight end 7.
I was going to say 8.
A little high. He's tight end 10. But he's still a number one. He's still a tight end 1. So.
Yeah, without looking at that list, that's what I'm saying. He's a must start. Could you name me 12 tight ends you'd rather start over him? Because I couldn't.
No.
I don't know if I can name you 9.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure if I could name you 7. I would rather start over. Yeah. It's just.
But I mean, I'm just saying you could have. I mean, like I drafted Eric Ebron in like what, the 7th or 8th round in some leagues. Yeah, not a great move by me. He's 18th. So, Jason Witten probably went undrafted. So.
Yeah, he did. A lot of people probably didn't even know he's playing this year.
That's fair.
All right. Bears side of the ball before I talk about the defenses and the kickers. Because, man, who's got a worse kicker? All right. Bears side of the ball. Mitchell Trubisky, who we said is a better quarterback than Tom Brady this year. We starting the Mitch? Is anybody starting Mitchell Trubisky?
No.
In a 1 QB league, nobody's starting him. 2 QB league.
He's been...
I don't want to, but...
He's been okay the last couple weeks. I'd say in 2 QB leagues, yes, you have to seriously consider him.
Would you start him over Blah, who had the second highest fantasy score against the Chicago Bears last week?
David Blah?
He was the second highest scoring quarterback who's played the Chicago Bears this season.
It was a Thursday game.
He plays the Lions this week. He's taken down the NFC North.
Who plays the Lions this week?
The Vikings.
David Blau? No.
Let me put it this way. If it was between Jared Goff and Mitch Trubisky, I'd probably start Trubisky.
Ooh.
No, come on. It's the playoffs.
Who's
Goff is
playing Seattle. He's going to throw the ball plenty.
It's at the Rams, too. If it was at Seattle, I'd probably agree with you, Eric. But being the fact that it's at L.A., yeah. I'd probably lean a little more.
We'll see. That running game limits his opportunities.
All right, now, bigger question. Allen Robinson in PPR, you can start him. He's a wide receiver, too, every week. If Taylor Gabriel does not play, is anybody firing up Miller time?
No.
Miller or Gallup? Who has a better game?
Gallup.
Probably Gallup, yeah. Gallup's had a pretty good year. So is Randall Cobb, Gallup, to be fair.
Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If there's no Taylor Gabriel, I will take Miller time a little bit, maybe. I don't know.
No, you won't.
I know. There's no tight end in Chicago to talk about because the Trey Burton
They're all dead.
Hype is gone.
They're all dead.
Adam Shaheen is gone. One of them will probably catch touchdown because that's what Mitch Trubisky
and
does.
And then the other one they had 2 years ago broke his leg and almost died. Oh, so.
God, that's so bad. All right.
They got no one.
Are you starting either one of these kickers? I say this because Maher, what is it? Who's the Cowboys kicker?
Brett Maher? Money Maher?
Brett Money negative points Maher, because that's what he got you last week.
Yeah, he's garbage too, just like the rest of this team. Throw him in a dumpster and light him on fire.
So I'm getting at it. He was one of the better kickers. He was on a good offense. Missed some field goals in Chicago. 43 degree temperatures. Possibly snowing.
You have Ezekiel.
Dropping
him? Yeah, I would. You have Ezekiel Elliott. Just hand the ball to him on fourth down. Don't kick it.
No, I'm talking about that kicker.
Yeah, no. People I'm saying don't kick field goals.
And your fantasy playoffs could be decided by kickers.
Yeah, no.
Your fantasy playoffs could be determined by kickers. And obviously we're not starting a Bears kicker unless you get points for hitting the goalpost because that's what they're good at.
Let's see. I was looking at streaming kickers today. Cody, Pittsburgh's kicker has some good matchups coming up. There are better options.
Any kicker that kicks inside. Robbie, just give me a kicker that
kicks
inside.
San Francisco, he's got better matchups coming up. So, yeah.
All I'm saying is the Panthers are playing indoors. The Lions are playing indoors. The 49ers are playing indoors.
Yeah.
The Colts are playing down in Tampa Bay, which might as well be indoors. It's going to be so nice down there.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos are playing indoors. The Chargers are playing in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans are playing in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of places that are playing in a lot of good – like, look at the weather for your kicker. Because if it's 40 degrees sideways snow, he ain't going to be – you can't get mad at him. All right, defense-wise, though. Bears defense is probably auto start for whoever's got him if they've made the playoffs. Not worried about that. But Cowboys defense, you find them up against Madman Mitch. Sorry, he wants to be called Mitchell.
No.
He does. That's true.
No, I'm not. I'm not starting this Cowboys defense. No, no, no.
I don't like it.
No.
Would you start him over the Bills defense, who's playing the Ravens?
Well, yeah, in that situation. Okay. Well, if we're just playing hypotheticals.
The Bills are a defense that's been playing well.
But so are the Ravens. So the Ravens defense has been playing well. So.
Would you play them over the Saints defense, who are playing the 49ers?
No, I'd play the Saints against the 49ers. The offense has been one of the hottest offenses in the NFL. Like, you can't – you don't want to play a defense that's going up against them.
Okay,
I'm glad. We can dive more into the Thursday show, but
– no, what are you talking about? The Cowboys defense? I'm saying the Cowboys defense or the Saints defense.
Yeah, let's start Saints defense.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to start them boys.
Yeah.
Do you want to start them boys?
No, I like pretty much every defense better than
the Cowboys. How about this one? How about this one?
Are y'all still them boys?
No.
No, how about this? Here's one that people may have to do. Cowboys defense or Patriots defense? Patriots are playing the Chiefs. Patriots were the best defense. Then they went on a bye. And they've had played some better teams.
I would rather start
them boys.
Them boys.
Eric?
Yeah, the Saints offense is too volatile. They could hang up.
You mean the
Chiefs? The Chiefs offense is too volatile. I mean, Stephen Gilmore, you're awesome, buddy, but you ain't staying in front of Tyreek Hill. Maybe not even in front of Mecole Hardman. We'll see, bud.
No, they pray that the weather's bad in Foxborough. That's what they're praying
for. Sure. And if the weather's terrible, then I would probably start their defense if it's terrible.
They're praying for cold weather, Tyreek Hill's hamstring locks up, and they get a good chance of playing it.
Sure.
We haven't done this in a while, but I want to do it because we got time. Thursday MVP, because we got a lot of good candidates out here. Throwback.
Thursday MVP, I forgot about it.
Oh, I know. We haven't done it in a while. So, if you don't remember, Eric, we just pick a player you think is going to have the best fantasy day.
On Thursday?
Of this whole game. On Thursday night. Who are you taking? I figured you'd just go right with it. You said, you got Zeke, just give him the ball.
Yeah, they should. That's a really obvious answer.
No, go obvious. Okay. You're trying to pick the best fantasy MVP.
Yeah, for Thursday I'll take Zeke. Football. Sure.
Josh, who you got?
I'm going to go A-Rob.
I like that.
And I'm going off the cuff, and I'm going – a lot of people are going to set him because if you made the playoffs, you made it in spite of him. David Montgomery in cold weather, Thursday night. I would take the home running back.
You weren't here when we did this last year. He always takes the home running back.
Doesn't matter.
That's why I left it open for him, because I was like, yeah, I'm not going to
home running back.
I bet Tariq Cohen out-snaps him.
Dang. Pie bet?
I'll do.
He might out-snap him. I'm not doing a pie bet. When it's 43 degrees in the Windy City, they ain't chucking the ball with Mitch.
You ain't got to throw it that far. It's a little screen pass for Tariq. He'll take it. He'll do fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, but if he's got to throw it to the left, that's all the way across his body. That wind's picking up. That thing's the thing at the third row of the stands. Yeah. He looks like James Vanderbeek from Varsity Blues.
Oh.
Hit the mascot right in the nose.
It's a great movie.
And his dad, it was his dad he hit the nose at home?
Yeah, he hits his dad in the face.
It was a great movie.
It's great.
Because he wanted to throw the ball in the beer can.
Yeah.
He's like, just throw the ball. And he threw it.
I'm going to look something up here.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. What? I was looking up where James White was currently in PPR. He's 15th. He was 7th last year.
RB2. RB2.
Don't sleep on guys like that.
If you guys don't have anything, you guys got anything? Easy Thursday. Easy Wednesday show, because only one Thursday game.
Woo. Jerry Jones, if you're listening, you can fire Jason Garrett during the season. It's okay. They just did it with Ron Rivera. It'll probably happen to other coaches. You can make the change now. It's fine.
Jerry doesn't fire people during the season.
Yeah, Jerry's stupid.
He makes a spectacle of the offseason because he's a 24/7, 365, every day Cowboys, America's team. Go ahead, Justin. So,
thanks for tuning in to Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. We appreciate all of you guys who are our supporters. Eric is going to be at GunsOfHeld19, only on Twitter. Brad will be at TacJones on the Twitter, and I'm at FFJoshHughes on Twitter. If you need to find us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, the podcast will be at EmptyWagonFF. We appreciate you guys. We love you. And I don't know if I'm going to be on the next show or not, but I'm going to try. Anyway,
blasphemy.
Good luck.
Blasphemy. All right, later.
Later. Good luck.